What is going on? Surprise, surprise, surprise. I know everybody's like, hey, it's 11 o'clock at night. What are you doing on here? Well, apparently, tonight we have to have a patron-requested stream, even though I said there was no such thing. I said this was a made-up thing that has since been long gone, but somehow someone decided that wasn't true. So here we are tonight to talk about the Baltimore Ravens signing Dalvin Cook to the practice squad, the active roster, to the team. So welcome, Dalvin Cook, to the team. Welcome, my special guest, Yolanda B. How are you doing tonight, Yolanda?
Good evening. I'm doing great. How about you? Everyone in the chat, how's everybody doing?
I mean, I'm well. Is it morning? You saying good evening. Is it morning? Like, it's late.
No, this is super late.
People aren't used to us being here at this time.
No, not used to this late hour. But when there's news to be, you know, reported, then we have to do what we have to do. So here we are.
Do we have to do it?
We do. Comes with the territory of being a, you know, a popular YouTuber. So you have to do it. Just how it is.
I think you're thinking about the Wednesday show. Those are the popular YouTubers. I'm the little brother that tags along at the basketball court and they make me stand at the gate and watch. And when I grow up, hopefully I can get to be like them.
Oh, that's not true. All of you, everyone in the entire LBHT community, Coach Evans and all of you guys, make sure you hit the like button, hit the subscribe button to all of their channels. Go over, binge watch some videos, some live streams, great content on all of the channels.
Yes, indeed. Listen, we give you great content every day of the week. Yeah. Monday through Sunday, one of us is going to be on. More than likely, it's probably going to be Coach Evans because he gives you content 6-7 times a day. So make sure you go to Sip to Tally, check him out, check out Lunch Break Hot Take, check out Open Mic with OTL Mike, Chris Just Joking, Suge Knight 323, my man Jada 6, Big Rage, Living Big with Big Rage, Bizel, all of us. Like we got so much for you. But let's jump into the topic of today. Now, the Baltimore Ravens have signed Dalvin Cook to the active roster. I know a lot of people said, hey, Dalvin Cook's a little bit washed. You know, he couldn't make it on the Jets. He's getting older. He's a running back. He's 28. To me personally, being someone that watches more than just the Ravens, I love my team, but I love football just as equal. And I watch teams. I pay attention to things. I was one of the advocates to get Dalvin Cook on the team before the season started because I predicted J.K. Dobbins wouldn't last the whole season. So I felt that the Ravens should have gotten him. Now, for me, this situation may have worked out just a little bit better because he went to the Jets. Breece Hall, he was supposed to be an insurance policy for Breece Hall. But Breece Hall came back healthy, doing his thing, monster. And I have to admit, Breece Hall is better than Dalvin Cook. I have to admit it. He's better than he is. But the New York Jets offense with Zach Wilson, Hall, whomever they tried it out there, just didn't do a good enough job finding ways of getting him the ball. And the offensive line was atrocious, and they just didn't play him. Plus, Breece Hall was balling, like catching, running, everything. So to me, this is a good sign because he comes in with fresh legs. Yeah. What do you feel about this signing?
Absolutely agree. I'd like to define wash because I've heard that several times over. Even going back to OBJ. OBJ is washed. Okay, when I hear the word washed, I'm thinking you as a player are going to be able to produce 0%. That's going to be your level of contribution. Or you're going to only produce 10%. Like you are going to be such a non-factor because your time has expired. That's my definition of washed. Right. So when I think of a player who's, I don't want to say old, but older, or seasoned, if you please, my expectation is not that they are the number one at their position, wide receiver, running back, you know, tight end, whatever. My definition of a seasoned player is that when the opportunity presents itself to that individual, when their number, their name is called, they're able to produce. And we saw just that with OBJ last game. Mm-hmm. His number wasn't called very often, but when his number was called, because of his experience, he was ready to go. That's my expectation for Dalvin Cook. So I don't like to hear washed just because a player might not be in their prime anymore, or they might not be the player they were 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago. Doesn't mean that they're, to me, doesn't mean that they're washed. It means that they might not contribute as much as mm-hmm. they used to, but when it's time for them, they'll be ready.
Okay. And I can agree with that. But my question to the people is, if most of them consider Dalvin Cook to be washed, what do they consider Melvin Gordon?
Great question. And then you have to think, how much more do we believe Dalvin Cook is going to contribute to this team behind an O-line that is so much better than what he had at the Jets? Mm-hmm. How much more do we think Dalvin Cook is going to be able to contribute when he has a quarterback named Lamar Jackson versus the quarterback that he had in the, or the quarterbacks that he had when he was with the Jets? So now we're coming into a new offensive scheme. You're mm-hmm. coming in to play with a new quarterback who is the MVP, by the way. You're playing under a new system with a new offense that's certainly an upgrade. I expect Dalvin Cook to be a, you know, a great contributor this year or this postseason.
Listen. Yeah, I mean, listen, to me, he is a better version of Justice Hill.
Yeah.
He's faster, more durable. He has breakaway speed. Like, he breaks tackles. Listen, Justice Hill, he does his thing for what they ask him to do, but he just doesn't break tackles. Soon as they get close to Justice Hill, he falls down to the ground. Dalvin Hill has that home run hitting ability. And Coach Evans put out a video earlier stating how Dalvin Cook, coming off of four consecutive 1,100-yard seasons, four. You don't just go from four consecutive 1,100-yard seasons to, oh, he can't play anymore. Coach highlighted also his catchability. He catches with his hands. It's not a body catch. You don't have to worry about the ball bouncing around. He's adept to running pass routes. Like, he can do it all. He's an all-around back. And I think, given the opportunity, and, you know, shout out to Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards, he's the bruiser. He's the goal line back to me. I think, being that they ran similar things in Minnesota to what we run now, I think Dalvin Cook can actually come in here and contribute right away. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope they let him play Saturday versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. You don't want him to play Saturday?
No, because I don't want him to come out on Saturday and really not know the offense and then not have a great game. And then we'll hear the chatter of, oh, see, this is a wasted player. We should have gone with Ndamukong Suh, or we should have picked up someone else. I want to set the players up for success and put them in a position to succeed. And I know the counter argument to that is, he's seasoned. He's been in the league for many years. He's a vet. He's experienced. He knows what he's doing. He can pick up the playbook and just run with it at this point, and he'll catch on. But today is Thursday. Mm-hmm. He plays in less than a day and a half.
Okay.
So I mean, if we signed him maybe Monday, or, you know, something like, or later at the end of the last week, Friday of last week, or over the weekend. I don't know if they signed over the weekend, but whatever. Mm-hmm. If he had several days or a week to at least learn the playbook, get familiar, have some practice time with the quarterback, which is going to be Snoop, then yeah, sure, go ahead and play him. But given the late signing, I don't want it to be a situation where we hear clatter. You know, we hear, you know, the chatter from the fans saying, oh, see, this is what I'm saying. He was washed. He didn't know what he was doing. He stood there looking confused.
So to that point, I couldn't care less. to be honest with you, I want them to say he's washed. If he went out there and looked washed, so be it, because that's what's going to happen when the playoffs start. They're going to underestimate him. Now, for any position in football outside of running back, I would possibly agree with you. But as far as running backs go, all you got to do is see ball, run ball. Technically, and sometimes the quarterbacks, if they're smart and you don't really understand the play, they'll tell you which side to run to. Like, they'll go behind their back and let you know which side the play goes to. So I think that they can cover up for that, because all he has to do is run the ball. And in certain pass blocking, he's a veteran. I could see if he was a rookie or he was a younger back. I just think that he has enough to where he could just run the ball. I think that Dalvin Cook needs to get those hits on him, because he did not play a lot this season. Even with the New York Jets, he did not run the ball more than 10 times in a game. Like, they underutilized him so much. And I don't want it to be an issue where we sign him, let him sit for 2 weeks because we have the bye next week. Then he comes in without having contact for about a full month, gets hit the first time and fumbles.
Yeah, he certainly fumbles have been a part of his resume. I will agree to that. But I don't think that they're going to just sit next week. I don't think it's going – I think they're going to get out there and practice. Maybe not every day. I don't know what their schedule, practice schedule is going to be for the bye. But there's – I'm assuming, and I hope I'm right, that there will be some level of practice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be practice. It's got to be.
Yeah. So it's not that he'll just be sitting for an entire week playing video games at his house saying, ooh, wish I could get on the field and, you know, test out these cleats. I don't think it's going to be that.
But practice speed and game speed are two different things, especially with the intensity. They are two different things. And when you're in practice, especially if I see you and I'm like, oh, he's new to the team, I'm not going to light him up. But if you're going against an opposing defense, they're trying to take you out. So those things are a little bit different. Now, we got a donation from Anonymous. Shout out to Anonymous. Appreciate you for the $10 tip. It says, love the show. Quick question. When is Yolanda B. Raven launching her channel?
Anonymous, come forth. Who are you? Identify yourself. And then, so that we can have a dialogue.
Appreciate you for the $10 tip. Listen, since we are still so close to the holidays, I'm still doing double points for tipping. For the rest of this week, double points for tips to go towards the loyalty points. Next stream, I will have the winner of last month's loyalty points. And if you don't know who the winner is, he graciously gifted you the gift. So you get the choice of the gift for December.
Oh, we'll talk about it on the next stream, but thank you in advance.
What's up, Killa?
That's very kind. Right. Very sweet.
All right.
Listen, if we win the Super Bowl, not if, I like to call those things that be not as though they were. When we win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. In a month, a little over a month, when we win the Super Bowl, I might have to, you know, do a stream on my own. I don't have a channel, so I don't want to call it that. But, like, I might have to do something, a short. I don't know. We'll see. So no promise. I'm going to pull a Hendo. I'll think about it. We'll see. Could possibly, in an unconventional kind of sort of way, do it.
So what I've been told,
infer from that what you will,
what I've been told throughout history is when I say, hey, it's a possibility, I might, y'all tell me that it's etched in stone. That's what y'all tell me. Y'all say it's etched in stone. What's going on, Jose? Like, so you're saying if we win the Super Bowl, you're going to do your own show. Like, you have free reign with this channel. So if you want to do a show on here by yourself, so be it. If you want to start your own, I'll help you. So what we do over here, like, we stick together collectively as a unit. So you let me know what you want to do. I'd love to see you on a stream by yourself.
I'll let you know. If I do a stream by myself, it's not going to be just strictly Ravens. We're going to talk fashion. We're going to talk vegan food, recipe. It's going to be an amalgamation of things of sorts. It's not just going to be, let's get on here and talk Ravens.
So it's going to be a myriad of topics.
There you go.
So it's going to be food, Ravens, fun stuff.
Fashion, clothes, all of that. Designer fragrance. We're just going to talk about stuff, okay?
It's a bit too much. Yeah, Jay. Fashion, that's a little too, you're taking things a little too far.
That's what I like. So that's what I'm going to stream about. See, that's what I'm saying. So Jay already gave the stamp of disapproval on that. So I guess no stream. Thanks, Jay.
He got another tip from number one Raven fan. Appreciate you for the tip. Says, that was a great question Anonymous had. I'd like the answer too. Can't wait to subscribe. Give me the points.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. This has been great. We hope you all enjoyed it. We are looking forward to Melvin, to Melvin Gordon now taking a back seat to Dalvin Cook. And we'll see that soon. Anyway, you all take care of yourself. Stay safe.
We were supposed to talk about preview the Steelers Ravens game. What are you doing?
I was just handling business because I see these donations keep coming in and it's just coming at me today. So it's like, oh boy.
Because they want to see you on your own channel. They want to see you doing your own thing. Because you did promise that you and Bazell were going to do a channel together.
Did I promise?
You did. Mm-hmm. You gave us a verbal contract.
Did we amend it?
No, we did not. Brody says, Yolanda, when we get in that episode 5 review of Blue Eyed Samurai, because it was an awesome show.
We'll get it next week during Hendo's birthday stream. We're doing a celebratory stream. I think that's an excellent idea. Pat myself on the back for that one, for thinking of that. So we can do that next week on Hendo's birthday. More information about that to come. So stay tuned and make sure you turn on your post notifications so you don't miss anything.
Listen, this is going to be my last birthday in my 20s. Why would I want to stream?
In your 20s?
All right, my last birthday in my 30s. Why would I want to stream?
Where is Jasmine? We just need an age verification here. Where is she?
Listen, this is...
Well, just Jasmine, if you're in here, feel free to give an age verification. Just say yay or nay. He's telling the truth about his age or he's not. And if the answer is no, he's not. If you happen to be watching on replay, just leave us a comment. You know, your dad said that he's in his 20s.
Not 39.
And it moved to 39.
Next year, I'll be 40.
So for your 40th birthday stream?
That's next year. That's next year.
Okay. Well, for your 39th birthday stream? See, I can't even keep up. I don't know if it's the 20s, 30s, 40s. I don't know what it is. But for whatever 40? Age, whatever you are, whatever the age is that you claim to be next
trying to call
week,
me your grandfather?
You always talk about your granddaughter. So, I mean, that would be befitting, not, would it not? I move on.
Listen, so, I digress. Let's get back to
this. Yeah, so to answer your question, Rodney, we can talk about that review. And I don't even think I really need to do, to watch the show. No, because Rodney, I wanted you to drink a juice that is green in color.
How you know he has it?
Because he sent me the proof. That's how I know. And it was not green. It was orange.
Coach, okay. Stop, Coach. I think you are... I think you're 7 months younger than me. Not years. Months. Let's not do that. Let's not go there.
I know, Coach.
Hold up. I can't be the old. I can't be the oldest one, can I?
Yeah, you can. And I believe you are.
Nah, I think Jose's the oldest.
Wow.
He's the big brother. He's the big brother. I think he's the oldest.
Okay. Well, anyway. All right. So
Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers. We're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens game. They've already stated that Lamar Jackson will not be playing this Saturday. Tyler Huntley is the go for quarterback. The Pittsburgh Steelers are starting Mason Rudolph. Now, they did beat us earlier in the season when the Ravens had about 8 drops, and everybody wanted to tail Lamar down for that game because Lamar can't throw it and catch it. But do you think that with the backups, as we did in 2019, like I hate going back to 2019, but as we did in 2019, we went into Pittsburgh with our backups and Gus Edwards and Tyler Huntley beat them down. Do you think that they can do that again?
Yeah. Hope springs eternal. There you go, Jose. Stick up for yourself. Don't let him, you know, spread this these falsifications about you. Hope springs eternal. I don't know. It's something so different, so tangible with this Ravens team this year than it has been in years past. So I, you know, call me a hopeless optimist. That's fine too. I think we're going to get the win. Even if we play, it doesn't matter who we put in there. I just feel like, I don't know if we can attribute it to better coaching. I don't know if we can attribute it to, you know, to a change, a shift. But I happen to, you know, just what I think it is, a part of it anyway. I think it's, we have coaches, and especially on offense.
Yeah, you're right.
Who recognize the strengths of the players, mm-hmm. and who design plays to their strengths for the most part. For the most part, I'm going to say that about Todd Monken. And so I think he's going to take that same approach with Tyler Huntley or whoever else they decide to play. If they take Huntley out at the very end, because we're blowing them out by 15, 20 points, and they put in whoever our third string quarterback is, Josh Johnson. I think Todd Monken is going to, develop plays that are suitable for whichever player takes the field. So I'm very confident going into the game. I think we're going to come out with a win. I predict 28-21 Ravens. Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll stick with that.
Even with Pittsburgh and their newly found deep passing game, since they've inserted Mason Rudolph into the lineup, he and George Pickens have had this connection, and he's realized, just throw the ball up. George Pickens will go get it, and good things will happen, because Kenny Pickett, just for some reason, he was just scared to air it out. And I think that sometimes change is not always good for all teams. And some people told me they think that the Ravens should actually play a lot of their starters to make sure and cement that the Pittsburgh Steelers do not make the playoffs this year. To me personally, I couldn't care less, because if they make the playoffs, they're still going to get mollywopped. It doesn't make a difference. So let them in, let them get beat. I actually like Coach Tomlin. So let them get in there, let them get beat again, and let the cards lie as they may. How do you feel about that?
I disagree. I think that the Steelers have been doing very well. And this is to be honest, I have not kept, watch of how and who the opponents that the Steelers have gone up against over the last few weeks. I just really haven't cared all that much. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that they have faced a defense quite like ours. Even with some or most of our starters resting, I still think our defense is going to be a little too much for them to handle. So I don't know. I'm still very confident that we're going to come out with a win.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. Are you live streaming the game this Saturday?
I might make an appearance.
It's not what I asked. I never asked you anything about making an appearance. I asked you, are you live streaming the game?
I might make an appearance.
Where are you making an appearance at?
Here on the Road Pod, because that's where the Road Pod is streaming, I think, alongside Should for the Steelers-Ravens rivalry game, the season finale. So I might make an appearance. I'll check my calendar.
And Brody will be there.
Woo! That's great.
It'll be a party. Maybe Jose is show. Maybe it'll be a whole type party.
Why not? Sounds good.
And speaking of parties, do you know what's going on April 6th?
I think I've heard something, but tell me more.
April 6th, myself, LBHT, Coach Evans, we are all getting together, our patrons, and we're doing a stadium tour of M&T Bank Stadium. Ooh. We're all going to go around, and it's free. All you have to do is be a patron of one of these channels, and you can come with us for free. After we get the stadium tour, which is approximately an hour, hour and a half, we're going to hang out, get something to eat. It's going to be kind of like a mini meet and greet, just not as formal. So, make sure you come become a patron of one of ours. You can go to patreon.com/ROUG, patreon.com/sit the tally, patreon.com/LBHT show. And just for $5 a month, you can get this tour. You can come hang out with us. You can get into the Discord. You can get into the fantasy football leagues. You can get this ring. I'm trying to win this next ring on Sunday. So when you see me, next month, you might see a couple of them things on me. So I'm just saying, but if you don't believe what I'm saying, just take a look at this.
This video is brought to you by Patreon. Shout out to all the patrons that make this possible. Sign up today to get special perks and discounts. Don't miss out on our growing community.
Yes. So if you feel so inclined, sign up and become a patron. Just subscribe to the channel, or you can just hang out with us and you can get loyalty points. At the end of each month, we give away prizes. We like to give back to the people that support this channel because we do appreciate you dearly.
That was a great clip. Is there a fee for those who are interested, for the patrons who are interested in taking the tour or joining for the tour? Is there a fee?
No, it's free. It's already paid for. You just come hang out, take some pictures. I'm guaranteeing you, just like the meet and greet, there are going to be some of y'all that's kind of on the fence, like maybe, maybe not. And then once it's over and you see the video, it's going to be once again, I should have went. But
don't miss out twice. If you were not there at the meet and greet, please make sure you try and come out to the April 6th stadium tour. And I was going to say before you play the clip, I thought Brodney won the Fantasy League or Dynasty League.
He won the Dynasty League title. I won.
Congratulations, Brodney.
I'm about to win. He won both Dynasty Leagues. He won my league and he won LBHT's league. I won the Pick'em League. I'm going to win the Pick'em League in my league, and I'm going to win the LBHT league, Pick'em League as well.
So do you have to give him the ring?
Give him what ring?
Won't be able to wear that one anymore.
No. I'm going to get another ring. It's going to say 2023. Unlike my belt that I have, Rodney decided on a different. He wanted something different. He didn't want a belt. He wanted a katana blade. So he's going to get a katana blade instead.
Okay. Sounds good.
So, yeah, that's that. But we got another donation. Shout out to BY1OVCS. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you for the $10 donation. He says, first time, long time. Happy early birthday, Hendo. Can't wait for the birthday live stream.
Thank you.
Appreciate you for supporting. I don't know about our birthday live stream. I can't promise
you. People are waiting. Oh, I think that's a thing. I think it's becoming a thing.
We were talking about myself and Shirt with the rivalry stream on Saturday with you, possibly Brodney, possibly Jose, whomever else decides to kind of jump in with us and watch along with the game. Last time we did that, Steelers won. So I'm kind of, you know, it's kind of some trepidation of me streaming with him. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Right. Yeah, but that has no bearing on your birthday stream later that week.
We're here to talk about football. We're not here to talk about my birthday. My last year in my teens. We don't need to talk about this. Anyway, so listen. How do you feel about the Baltimore Ravens when it comes to rest versus rust? Do you think that the Ravens should have played their starters in this upcoming game, or do you think that the rest is more beneficial because we have some guys that's nicked up? Now in 2019, we tried this same philosophy and it did not go well for us because it's going to be a full 3 weeks before Lamar Jackson nor most of the Ravens play a real football game. So do you think it's best to rest them, or it's best to kind of stay into that zone of what you've been doing throughout the season?
I absolutely believe it's the better idea to rest the players. And I know, just like you did a moment ago, we draw the parallel to 2019. Lamar was a lot younger back then. Mm-hmm. He's older now. He has that sting of 2019 and how that game ended. He lives with that. He has to take that with him. It's a constant reminder of staying focused. Mm-hmm. And I think his level of maturity, his level of confidence, and his level of focus, as well as his leadership, have tremendously increased. And we're seeing that. And we have seen it throughout the season. Now, when you talk about rust, yes, there's always a likelihood or a possibility that that could be the case. You're right. And I hope that John Harbaugh does something a little bit different this time around to ensure that there is no rust, whether that's we're going to, you know, squeeze in practices every other day or however he decides, you know, the coaching staff decides. But I think that there needs to be continued practice, even if it's not every day, which I would think they should practice every day, but give a day off, you know, like one day off a week or 2 days off where they rest, that's okay. But during that's right. You got to listen. Yeah. But I don't think that the concern for me about rust is not as great as it would be if I did not see the display of confidence and focus from Lamar. Mm-hmm. And he's really stepping up to getting his player, you know, everyone else on the offense, he's really stepping up in terms of taking a command and making sure, listen, it's fine to celebrate, it's fine to enjoy the moment, but let's remember, we're chasing a much bigger goal than one game. We're taking it one game at a time, but let's stay focused. So I'm happy that they're resting, especially for the players who are playing through injuries. They can use the rest.
Listen, I can agree with what you're saying. I can agree with everything that you just said. But for me, you know, yes, Lamar is more mature. I can't necessarily say that he's more locked in, because if it's one thing that I know, there were two players in that 2019 game versus the Titans that were ready to play. One was Lamar Jackson. The second one was Hollywood Brown. He was ready to play. It was everybody else around him. And also the coaching staff deciding to take a record-breaking running team and try to make him pass the whole game. They ran six times. I don't get what they ran Gus six times. I don't get that, but it is what it is. So I don't know. I just think that most of this is going to rely on coaching. It's going to rely on John Harbaugh having this team prepared to play. Because talent-wise, we've already shown that we can dominate the NFL. We've taken the best teams in the NFL. We've taken division winners, and we've made them look silly.
Yeah.
And fortunately for us, the 49ers are still favored to win the Super Bowl. You know, we love being underdogs. You know, we hate being top dog. We hate people praising us. We don't like that. We normally lose when people do that. And since I think they're favoring the 49ers so much, I think that puts us in the perfect pocket, because that's where we like to live. We like to live in that underdog role. We like to chip on our shoulder. It's kind of like the people of Baltimore. Like we'd like to have something to be angry about. We look for that. It motivates us. So I think going forward, hopefully, depending upon the team that we play, it's going to be interesting, because this last week is going to dictate a lot of things as far as the seeding goes. We don't know if Buffalo is going to be a division winner. We don't know if they're going to be out the playoffs in its entirety. Like, it's so many things that can go on. And just, I know people say it doesn't matter who we play, because we're going to mow them down anyway. But I still would like to know what path we're going to take to get there. We know that the Browns are locked into the fifth seed. We know that Kansas City is locked into the third seed, I believe. It's just that second seed that's up for grabs, you know, 6 and 7. And we all know.
Bills. You got to figure it out. You got to figure it out, Bills, this week.
You want the Bills to win?
Not really. No, but if they want their season to continue, they have to figure it out.
Okay.
They have to win. I mean, I think that they can still make the playoffs, but they'll need a lot of help
from
teams to lose in order for them to make the playoffs. So it's pretty much Bills need to figure it out. Do I want to go up against the Bills? Nope.
I do.
Nope, I don't. Because Bills, to me, are the sneaky team. They're the team that's starting to look a little bit better in the most recent weeks. And they're the team that I think they can turn it on at any moment. And if they turn it on, it's hard to stop them. Now, if they're having their off game and they're on again, off again, yeah, I think we'll, you know, steamroll right over them. But if it's one of those nights where they just figure it out, that'll be a problem. That in Cleveland.
I want them. Listen, I want Buffalo. I remember 2021. I'm sorry, 2020.
2020.
I remember 2020. I remember that. Like, I remember that. We owe them some payback. We owe them some get back. Like, we need to show them the progression of Lamar Jackson into two-time league MVP. So, you know, it's like, I hate talking about it, but it's like 2012. It's like 2012. We beat Andrew Luck. We beat Peyton Manning. We beat Tom Brady. My thing is, I want Lamar on his way to the championship to go out there and beat every top quarterback in the AFC that he can and just shut up this narrative. Because when they say, oh, well, Lamar's only won one Super Bowl, well, he beat Patrick Mahomes, he beat Josh Allen, he beat a hot Joe Flacco on the way, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Right. I would want that kind of trajectory for him, just to quiet the naysayers. You're not going to shut them up, because they're always going to talk.
Yeah.
So I guess you didn't see my message.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, this has been a patron requested stream. So we're not going to stay on this too long. I know we normally do about an hour, hour and a half, but we're going to cut this short tonight. So Yolanda, is there anything that you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
You can just let us know in the chat. Who do you think would be the biggest test for us in the postseason? What team? And if you happen to be watching on replay, leave a comment. Let us know. What team do you think poses the greatest threat to us in the postseason? And tell us why, if you don't mind. And with that, I don't have anything else to say. Thank you so much. If you are considering becoming a patron, please do, because you can get perks like these where you can have a patron requested stream. So if you're considering becoming a patron, please do so. We'd love to have you join the Rogue family, and not just on Hendo's Patreon, but all of the other YouTubers that he mentioned before. They all have Patreons. Join their Patreons. Continue to support. Like, comment, share, subscribe. And, you know, we have goals. All of these YouTubers, they have goals. And you are integral to helping them meet those goals.
Yes. I think I'm like 2 subscribers away from 3,400. Like, I need 2 people to decide, hey, he's worthy. Am I worthy? I don't know. 3,400. We got goals.
Of course.
I'm trying to get the 4. I'm trying to get the 4K. That's my goal. 4K.
I like it. You know, road to 4K on the way.
LBHT, they're trying to get to 2K. Make sure you go over to Lunch Break Hot Take. Get them to 2K.
Get them to 2K because you cannot. Where else can you go to hear the court of public opinion?
And we got a good one coming up this week. I forgot to tell you, Jose and Brodney. We got somebody on screen right now that we have to put on trial. I'm sorry.
I should not have said that.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. And also, listen, if you're a fan of boxing, Lunch Break Hot Take, along with brother OT Mike, they do Ring Kings podcast. It's just the best boxing podcast out there. Even if you're a casual fan like myself, they will make you fall in love with boxing. They do this with OTL Mike, who is open mic with OTL Mike. He's coming back soon. We don't know when. He's out there, people. Dope content. Dope content. Also, we're trying to get Coach Evans to 10K. He just recently hit 9,000 subscribers. Congratulations to you, Coach. Let's get him to 10K before the season is over, before the Super Bowl. Let's all hit this. Also, we do a show every Monday night at 9 p.m. called the Ravens Roundup with our brother, Chris Just Joker from the Deep Cover Podcast. Make sure you hit us up because, listen, we got a lot of dope content out here. We're giving it to you. As you can see, we do it all types of the day and night. Listen, I might give you a stream tomorrow at like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. Don't hold me to it. I said Mike. Don't hold me to it. So listen, I just want to ask you all to not just us here, but all the Ravens podcasters, all the Ravens YouTubers, make sure you go out there and support them, because I'm seeing a disturbing trend to me that there are a lot of other football fan bases. They support their people in its entirety. I don't care if they're the worst YouTubers in the world. They support their people. And I think that we have fallen behind in supporting everybody. I mean, we got people out there doing all different kinds of content. You have coaches, you have film breakdowns, you have talking heads like us. Just please, if you could, support us. Because this is not easy. Like this, it takes some time. It's like a part-time job doing this. And I just want to say I appreciate all you for hanging out with us. I appreciate all of you for rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to be here.
Of course.
But you chose to be here. So I appreciate y'all. this dude. I got to go. Rodney's just always ruining my night. All right. Appreciate y'all. Until next time, whenever it is, it's your boy. And we are out.